joined by our good friend Aaron O'Callaghan as he returns to action next Saturday night and back on the international stage, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Cheers, Rory. Good to be back in Red FM again. I'm fighting on Glasgow for the WBC international title against the world champion Keith McLaughlin. He'll be Scotland's homeboy as well, so again, I'm going right into the lines then, and no doubt I'll be taking that belt home to Cork.
I like it. Fill us in, what's been happening with you over the last couple of months?
Yeah, just like I said, last time I was here, I was having an interview with you. I was preparing for Japan, had a great fight there. I actually got very hard done by in the decision, you know.
So I believe, yeah.
And but look, in my own mind, I beat the world champion there in his hometown, so there's no doubt I can come back and do it here in Glasgow next week. So definitely, as I said a while ago, I'll be bringing that belt back to Cork. No doubt.
I do like that. So when did you get the shout for this fight? Was that before Japan or after?
After. Yeah. About 3 months ago, there I got the message that I want to fight for the WBC title, and so there's only one answer straight away. Everyone wants that green title, you know. So that's an absolute goal. I usually don't care about the belts, like, you know. I have a couple of belts at home, and I'll be honest with you, they're under the bed at home, like, gathering dust. They sort of, the belts usually don't mean nothing to me, but the WBC, there's something special about the WBC title. So it is one I want to win. You know,
it's quite prestigious, already, yeah. Isn't it? Tell us about Kyle. What do you know about him? Your opponent.
Keith McLaughlin is
Keith. Yeah, Kyle, close enough.
Keith McLaughlin, he's an outstanding fighter. He really is, and I have to go in there. I will be giving him respect. They won't be taking him for granted. He's a lot of stoppages on his record, known as previous fights. He's like myself. We both love an elbow war, so Glasgow's in for a right tasty night there.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing the fight. No, right, I have to say. It's a busy time for the gym as well, with Cage Kings on next week.
Absolutely, yeah. Unfortunately, Martin Horgan, my trainer, can't travel with me because he's the promoter of Cage Kings, which goes to Dublin on the same night. And from Orange, and we have John Mitchell there in a nice tasty fight there against Dublin's Conor Keogh. Now, John there is one of my main sparring partners, and he will be one to look out for in the future. Mm. He's absolutely outstanding. You name it, he does it. He does boxing. He's won the university championships there recently in UCC, and for boxing. He's outstanding Thai fighter. He's a very good MMA fighter. He will be on the scene in the MMA leagues in a couple of years, definitely. And Seamus Corgan makes a return to the ring.
4 years he's been in. We had him on the show tonight as well, so it's great to hear him.
Yeah, Seamus Corgan there again. Seamus is one of my original trainers with Martin in the Ballincollig days. Mm. You know, he's a fighter I've always looked up to, you know. Never an adult fight. He's been in there with them all, like the likes of Jordan Watson, Tim Thomas, one of the Lumpini Stadium champions, Sayok. Now, he never says no to a fight. He was supposed to fight in Vegas there a couple of months ago against Fabio Pinca, of all fighters, one of the only fighters ever to beat Sanchez. And but that fight just fell through last minute. But that's just shows the caliber of fighter Seamus is. Mm. So Dublin there wasn't for a treat there with Seamus against Stephen Hodges there, you know.
Yeah, he hasn't got an easy fight at all for his comeback fight. Like.
No, but that's the way Seamus. That's what Seamus does. You know, what's the point in taking easy fights? You know,
That's true. Yeah, that's true. So when are you heading over to the UK?
We'll be going over now. Friday is the weigh-in, so a bit of a flying from Dublin, unfortunately. So, we're flying from Dublin. Weigh-in Friday, fight Saturday night, and as I said, home of Sunday with the green belt, hopefully.
And as you said, Martin can't make him. Who's going over from the gym?
Wayne Sheehan, ironically, Martin couldn't make Japan in my recent fight either. Martin was a good dog over that one, actually. But Wayne Sheehan there. He does a lot of pad work with me. He's one of the main lads behind the scenes. You don't really hear about as much, you know. But he'll be doing the car at me, look after me, and pretty much babysitting me over there, you know.
And as you said, you're confident to getting this win on Saturday.
Absolutely, like, you know, anytime I had an interview with Roy, I'm always 100% confident. There is no point in going in if you're not confident, you know. What's the point in going in, you know? But I won't be disrespecting Keith McLaughlin anyway. I'm pretty sure he's as confident as I am. So I have to be on my game. I will be on my game, and like I said, Glasgow, you're going to have a nice tasty fight.
That's what I like to hear. I can't wait to see the fight. It's been a while since you fought Neptune. When are you going to be fighting Cork again?
That's up to Martin. No, we haven't really spoken, to be honest with you.
It's been about 2 years, I'd say, at this point, isn't it?
Yeah, my last fight was James O'Connell. Very close fight, you know. The more I look at the fight, I'm actually starting to feel a bit hard done by, if I'm being honest with you.
Yeah.
When I first started, I thought
you won it.
It's funny, you know. It was a great fight, fair play to him. Like, and after the fight, James has gone on to do some fantastic things. So he's had a few good decent wins after me, but it is a fight I will be looking to get back, either cage Muay Thai or normal Thai boxing rules, you know, but it is a fight I will be looking to get back to redeem myself, basically. You know,
match
but,
on the cards and Lisa,
I won't be look. I won't be calling him out or anything like that. It's not my style. Yeah. If it happens, it happens. And look, if it happens, may the best man win again. You know,
and the fans are being for a treat that night.
Absolutely,
as well. Aaron. I'm not going to wish you luck because I know you're going to win on Saturday. But enjoy the trip and bring that belt home.
Cheers, Roy. Thanks again for having me on.
All right, Kieran, Michael. Thanks very much for coming in. First off, Michael, you might talk to me about how you got into the sport and kind of what your history of it is.
Well, I'm in the sport now for just under 2.5 years in Muay Thai. Before that, then, I was doing boxing for 1.5 years, and boxing just kind of became a bit boring. As soon as I tried out Muay Thai, then I just fell in love with the gym, the really good atmosphere down the gym, so yeah, really enjoying it now at the moment.
What is it in particular about the sport in comparison to boxing that kind of attracted you to it?
I think it's just much more artistic. You just have more weapons. Just, you know, boxing becomes a bit stale, same combinations over and over again when you're whacking up the kicks and the elbows and stuff. Just keeps it more interesting, definitely.
And Kieran, you've seen this guy come into your gym and kind of evolve into the fighter that he is today. I mean, like, what is it about Michael that's so special?
Basically, the thing about Michael is he's up for anything. You know, he puts in 100% 6 days of the week in the gym. He never turns down a fight, no matter what weight, where or who. He's transitioned really well, especially from that boxing background. He always had a decent pair of hands on him, and he's really evolved his kicks, his knees, and his clinch work in the last 2.5 years since he came into the gym. You know, and he's really become an all-round great fighter.
How many fights is this for you now, Michael?
16 fights total. Yeah. 12 wins and 4 losses.
In Muay Thai or Muay Thai boxing?
No, I had 10 fights then in boxing. 8-2 was my record in boxing.
Fantastic. So you're a well-rounded, well-seasoned veteran. So
oh,
at this stage.
Very much so, yeah.
Talk to us. Tell me who you're fighting next week.
Darren McFall is the name of my opponent. The tree kicker, they call him. But I'm not a tree, so he won't be landing anything on me. Anyway.
That's the thing about trees is that they don't move. You
yeah,
see, so,
that's the thing. Yeah.
So do you know much about him? Bar the fact that he likes kicking trees.
He's been around for a while now, alright. He looks an alright opponent, good and strong, good and tough, but I don't think he'll be able to take my knees, clinch work. I think a stoppage in the second round sounds about good to me.
That's what I like. Are you in the MMA gloves next week as well?
Oh, the MMA gloves, yeah. It'll actually be my first elbow match now as well, so really looking forward to that.
I can see the smile coming across your face, like, as you mentioned, another weapon to hit.
Getting excited about it, definitely.
How do you find the MMA gloves? I know I've talked to a lot of the guys and saying they kind of they find it a bit strange going from boxing gloves into the MMA
gloves. A little bit. Either way, I'd fight barefist if it was up to me, so MMA gloves, either way, it's all good.
Have you been doing much sparring with them and stuff?
Yeah, I've been doing a bit of pad work, a bit of sparring there now, so yeah, I'm definitely using them. Yeah,
we only had 2 weeks to kind of adjust for this fight, obviously, because he took the fight on short notice over his teammate getting injured, Kelvin. But again, Mickey's going through camp to camp, from fight to fight. He's fighting regularly enough, so he was able to make the adjustment pretty quick, throw on the small gloves, start to working on the boxing, a little bit of footwork for the last 2 weeks, just tweaked a few little things, and his game is ready for that, you know.
And so no bother stepping in for a fight with 2 weeks notice?
Not at all. No, I would have stepped in on 2 days notice, to be honest.
He's done before.
Two or three days notice.
A fight. Kieran, tell me about the team you're building down there, because you've been putting a lot of work in building that Muay Thai team over the last couple of years.
Yeah, in the last 2 years, especially since we turned the gym into a full time kind of Muay Thai gym as well. We've had some great up and coming fighters coming up, like some Michael Hare, Ben Clinch, Dean Murphy, Kelvin O'Sullivan, just to name a couple there that are really starting to make their mark in the Irish Thai boxing scene. They're all this year alone, they're all making their professional debuts with elbows and stuff, so it's a big step up for the lads and the gym, getting fighters really up there now, you know.
Yeah, and there's a huge scene in Ireland, particularly Cork as well, isn't there? So there's plenty of potential for the lads.
Yeah, there's a lot of gyms around Ireland. There's a lot of shows come up, which is great. Like, the sport is always growing, and which is brilliant, like, because Thai boxing was really an underappreciated sport a couple of years back. Boxing was the thing, as we all know, but now the UFC and the Thai boxing, it's really it's blown up, like, because people are kind of getting sick and stale of the same boxing fights and same. But now they're seeing kicks, knees and elbows and all other types of martial arts. So it's getting more interesting, you know.
And Cage Kings as a promotion as well is fantastic because it's just non-stop action.
Yeah, it's a mix of, like you said, MMA, cage Muay Thai and traditional Muay Thai with boxing gloves on. So it gives fans a taste of everything. Like, you know, fellas that just like the stand-up, you're going to see stand-up. Fellas that just like the traditional matches, you're going to see the traditional Thai. And then fellas that love seeing the MMA and the ground stuff, you get that too, you know.
I've not seen you fight in a while. What's the story?
I'm just kind of getting back to injuries now. I have a bit of issues with my back and stuff like that. So hopefully, you know, I'll rehab this and get back as soon as possible.
Fingers crossed. It's been about 2 years, is it?
It's been 2 years, yeah. I've been counting them.
I pity the poor opponent when you finally get into a cage.
Lucky enough, I have the likes of these lads that are keeping the fire lit in my belly every day, you know, because if I didn't have the gym and the likes of Michael and the determination that these guys have, you know, it's injuries, and especially for the length of time I had them, can be pretty depressing and downing, you know. But the gym really helps me keep that fire alive in my own career, so I know as soon as the body is good, I'll be right.
Excellent, looking forward to that. Michael, big crowd going up to support you next week?
Oh yeah, we'll have a good couple, alright, 20-30 anyway. That's Wheel Out Choke the Dubs, no better.
There'll be a lot of Cork people up there, right,
next week.
A lot of Cork
like, boys, definitely. Yeah,
happy
yeah.
days. Michael's predicted a second round stoppage next week. You going to go along with that, Kieran?
Yeah, I think so too. I think I know what Michael is capable of doing. I see him every day in the gym and stuff like that. I've seen his opponent a lot of times in his fights. We've looked up one or two of his fights to prepare for his style. Good tactical game. And I think that win can come in the second round. I think Michael could take it the whole way too if he needs to. But I can see him living up to his word, all right.
Excellent, I like it. Michael, best luck. I don't think you need it for next week, but I'm going to wish you best luck regardless. Looking forward to seeing the performance.
Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot.